This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at 3. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And it off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the two horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the four horse.
I like the 6, that's the horse, that's it.
I always bet on 5.
The number 1 horse.
I like the 4, number 4, 4.
I like the 6.
I like the 4 horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ.
I mean it, you are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabinjian.
Welcome, welcome back, race fans, to another great show here at Fairmont Park, fairmontparkpodcast.com. How about that? We don't have Mike today. We don't have Mike today because Mike is sick, and he may need Dr. Lichty for a little support there, folks, because Dr. Lichty and me and Mike, we got into it on the last show. Oh, all friendly, of course, and... Well, we'll get to that in a minute. Let's go over last Saturday's race card here. And I tell you, the green sheet did pretty damn good. I was pretty excited about it. The first race here, we had a 3-1-4. And first place horse, this was a 350-yard sprint, maiden special weight 8,000. And the first place horse was the 3 horse. MC Bet the Beach, and that was Arietta, and that went off at close to 2.5 to 1. And then the 1 horse, Stully with the Splash, which I didn't have really on time. Matter of fact, I didn't have it all the way till the bottom on that one. And the 4 horse here, Feature Royal Dash, and that was Santiago Victor, and that went off at 1.5. By the way, the second place horse, the 1 horse, 15, almost 16 to 1 on this one. How about that? And that was by Giles. He ruined my exacta, though, because I had a 3-4-3 on top. So I had the winner there. And the 3-1 paid $101.40. The 50 cent try, 3-1-4, $39.75. And the 10-cent superfecta, 3147, $94.82. All right. Moving on to race number 2. Race number 2 is a 6 furlong maiden special weight, 8,000. And let's see what we got here. We had the 4 horse on top here, Outside Run by Arietta. And that went off at 3 to 1. Followed by the 5 horse, Robbie Jones. Robbie Jones, 2.5 to 1. And the 3 horse here, Blame It. Blame It On. I want to say Blame It On the Rain. Blame It On Luck. And that was James' horse there. And that went, that was a favorite here, nearly 2 to 1. The Outside Run, Arietta, coasted. I mean, this horse took it from. From the wire to the gate there, or I mean gate to the wire, and didn't look back here, folks. So it cleaned up, and it, again, 3-1 there. Let's see what I had on this one. I had a 2-3-5, and the 2 obviously was scratched. So then we went with the 4. The 4, I had the 4 being actually 4th here. And the 5, Robbie Jones, I had that being 3rd. And the 3, Blame It On Luck, I had that one being 2nd, and that ended up being 3rd. Okay, I had a horrible race here, okay? Yeah, I didn't hit this one. I didn't do good on this one. And the 4-5, the $2 exacta, $20.40. The 50-cent trifecta, 4-5-3, $6.70. And the $1 daily double, 3-4, $12.50. The 10-cent superfecta, 4-5-3-1, $2.93. That's not much. That's not much at all. Moving on to race number three here. Race number three was one of my picks of the day here. And this one was 6 furlong, maiden claiming 4,000. And you couldn't ignore this horse, the 6 horse here, Rumbler, Victor Santiago. I could have won a little bit more than this. It went off at 1.5 to 1. The 2 horse, De Jour, Best. And that one, same, about 1.5 to 1. And the 3 horse, Bought Time again. And that was Uriel Lopez. And that went off at 10.5 to 1. So what did we have on this one? The drum roll, maybe. We had a 6-2-4. I had Hey Garcon coming in as third, but I hit the exact on this one. And it's kind of like the public called this one as well. So the 6-2-6-2 here, let's see what it paid off. Let's check this out. The 6-2 paid $9.80. How, you know, that's amazing. I'm going to get to this in a minute, too, but $9.80 on 2 horses that are going 1.5 to 1. You don't see that. That's nearly $10 on 2 favorites like that coming in like that. So that's pretty good. That paid $9.80. The 6-2-3, $10.70 on the trifecta. The 10-cent super, 6-2-3-1, $6.82. The $1 daily double, 4-6, $14.60. And 50-cent pick 3, 3-4-6/7, $15.40. How about that? How about that? Race number 4. Race number 4. Well, I had my horse running in race number 4. I thought I would have a hard time with the 2. All right? And I did have a hard time with the 2 because the 2 won it. And you know what? I'm not going to lie to my people on the green sheet. I'm not going to give you my heart play. I gave you on the green sheet what I thought would happen, what I thought the horse that would beat me, and that's what happened here. I went with a 2-4 on this one, and sure, well, actually, I went with 2-4-5, and that's how it ended up being. The 2 horse on top here, that's it. I'm leaving. And that was Uriel Lopez, and that went off at close to 2 to 1, and my horse here, the 4 horse, Don't Change Trainers, and that went off at 2 to 1, followed by Beuzipity, and Beuzipity, or however, and that was Giles' horse, and that was the 3rd favorite, too, and that went off at 2.5 to 1, and yeah, like I said, you know, I didn't think, I tell you what, though, folks, my horse really fought its ass off on this one just to get second because he was engulfed there from the inside, from the outside, and it still hung on, so God bless it. We're very happy with it. I mean, if you're looking at this and saying, well, you know what, you were favored again and you lost, but you know what, it's fun. It's fun seeing your horse out there compete. If I got 4th or 5th or something like that, then you know what, I got a little problem with that. But when the horse is competing like that and it's competitive and making things happen, they can't ask for much in that. You know, God bless them. So it ended up being 2-4-5, and on my green sheet here, I had 2-4-5. So how about that? Actually, dude, check this out. 2-4-5-3. And this is what I had. 2-4-5-3. That's damn good. I love it. I love it. I love making money for you guys out there. The $2 exacta here, 2-4, paid $15.20. That was an unbelievable generous exacta there. I'm telling you, folks. Fairmont Park, you guys may criticize or say, oh, you know, it's a small track. It pays out the most exacta I've ever seen anywhere. I bet at Saratoga. I've been to Saratoga. I've been to Gulfstream. I've been to Santa Anita. You still don't see these type of payoffs. Fairmont Park, unreal here. $15.20 on a 2-4. And if you boxed it like I did, 2-4-4-2 for possibly $50, well, then you know what? You got that 400. You got back 400 on that. So, yeah, I'm just telling you guys. The 50-cent try, 2-4-5, $6.50. The $1 daily double, 6-2, $9.50. The 50-cent pick 3, 4-6-7 with the 1/2. A lot of numbers here. $12.30. And the 10-cent super, 2-4-5-3, $3.72. And mind you, that's on the 10-center. That's on the 10-center there. All right. So the green sheet's paying off right now. Moving on to the fifth race. The fifth race was a 6-furlong claiming $3,200. And let's see what we did here. Let's see. Well, I'll get to mine in a second here. The 5-horse, Shimley. And that was Mike James at 6-1. And then followed by the 4-horse, Wildwood Summertime. And that was Victor Balon at the helm there. And he went off at 11-1. And the 1-horse here, Highway 54. And that went off at 3.5-1. And, folks, I didn't do good at this race, but I really feel if I was still out there, which I was, and I went to go watch my boy McGregor try to beat Mayweather, I thought we had a shot. I thought we had a shot in that fight. It started off our way. And then, you know what? Mayweather just knew what he was doing. He wore my guy out, and that's when he attacked him. And you know what? I'm very happy he didn't go down. Everyone's saying, well, why didn't you let him go down? Why did the refs? You know, the guy was beat. And you know what? He still goes back to the UFC, and he looks like a champ still. And you know what? Mayweather would not have lasted 30 seconds in the UFC, okay? Let's make that clear. But this guy lasted nearly 10 rounds. So God bless. It's about competing. I told you, competitive spirit, and that's what I like to see. And going back to this race, that's why my horses lost here on race number 5, because I had number 9 here, Tyler T. Yeah, I don't know what happened to Tyler T. Tyler T just fell off the map here. And let's see what it says on old Tyler. 3-5 wide turn, mild gain. Well, I would say mild. He finished 3 from bottom. Then we had the one horse, Highway 54, and that was Victor Santiago, and that went off at 3.5-1. I had that one picked second, and it finished third. And my third place horse was Shimley, and that ended up winning the race, so at 6-1. I can't figure it out. I guess Mike James, he likes to run from not being on favorites, because this one was going off at 6-1. The race before that, I think he was, what was he going off at? Let's check that one out here. Yeah, James. Anyway, I think he was favored on one of them. And this one he went off at 6-1, and he got the job done. So, Anyway, that's what we have on race number 5. And let's see the payoffs on this one. $2 exacta, 5-4. Oof, listen to what I'm talking about. 128 big ones, my friends. $128, 50-cent try, 5-4-1, $178.25. The 10-cent super, 5-4-1-8, $207.21. And the $1 daily double, 2-5, $15.70. The 50-cent pick 3, 6 with the 7, with the 1, with the slash, with the 2-5. I hate those slashes and all that. You know what? I don't even know why I'm reading these if it's got so many slashes. Forget about it. 50-cent pick 3 paid $24.60. All right? So we're moving on to race number 6. Race number 6 is a 6-furlong claiming $4,000. And, well, guess what? I got this one on top here. The five horse, Awesome Asher. And I think Awesome Asher, if I'm not mistaken here, Awesome Asher was my long shot play of the day here. And I thought it would go up more because I didn't think that they would make this horse the favorite. And he wasn't the favorite. So I just figured the long shots are going to get a little bit more attention here on the betting scale. I thought he'd go off at 6-7-1 or 8-1. He went off at nearly 4-1, which was the morning line. The AM guy that does the morning line, God bless, you did a good job there. Awesome Asher wins by Uriel Lopez, followed by Richie Rocks. And Richie Rocks by, that was Javier Diego. Javier Diego, and that was the favored horse there, under a dollar at 80 cents. And, of course, he's sick today, so I can't rub it in. But Dr. Lichty, which I said was not going to win the race, was not going to, and he took the crowd's money again, almost at 3-1. And Dr. Lichty took third place, even with Victor Santiago on this horse. So, mind you, Mike, I know you're laid up. Maybe, you, like I said, maybe you may need a little house visit from Dr. Lichty, but you keep that horse away from me because I picked the five on top, followed by the two and the six. So, in order, just the way it came in, 5-2-6, and that's what we had here, 5-2-6. How about that? And let's see the payoffs on this one. $2 exact, the 5-2, $21 even. Beautiful. Beautiful. That was easy money. And 50 cent try, 5-2-6, $13.20. That was a gimme. The 10 cent super, 5-2-6-4. Oh, what did I have for fourth place here? I had the three. I had four dead last. Anyway, 5-2-6-4 paid $15.75. The $1 daily double paid $38.10. And the 50 cent pick three, one with the 2-5-5, $42.10. All right, we're on a roll here. We are on a roll. And going into the seventh race. Is a 6 furlong allowance optional claimer, 4,000. What did I have here? I think this was another one of my big plays. This wasn't, but I still won the race. Let's get to the race results right now. We got the 5-horse Dr. Wynn Kyle, or Keely, or Kyle. I don't know. This is the horse, this is the doctor from Malacca Island in Hawaii, all right? I don't know. I just made that up. By the way, if you ever go out to Hawaii, that's the island you want to go to, Malakai, because it's not like all commercial. There's no billboards or anything. It's the farthest island up there. All right. And, well, they had a little problem back then, leprosy. And I don't know. It's over now. Everyone's normal. Everything's in good shape. But that's where I went on my honeymoon, and it was hard to catch a Cowboy football game there too, by the way. But in any case, we were there. It's all black rocks out there. It's beautiful. If you guys ever go to Hawaii, check out Malacca Island. You may run into Dr. Wynn Kai. And that was Victor Bailon, and he ran off with this nearly 2-1, and followed by the 4-horse Daddy Wildfire. And that went off at 12-1 here. So Uriel Lopez bringing some heat there. And the 2-horse Boohoosu. And that was De La Cruz Juan. Juan De La Cruz. I like that name. Juan De La Cruz. And that went off at 15-1. What did we have here? Well, we just had the winner. But you know what? That was good enough for me. I like the manly horse here. And I had the 5 on top. And, folks, I think I scored like 4 or 5 wins out of the card there. Not bad at all. I'll take that any day. And I hope you guys played the green sheet, which you probably made some money. I'm glad. I hope you guys didn't take my opinion on the bottom. You know, I threw this on the green sheet too. Now it's pretty cool. I throw my own little slop horses, just in case it rains. That, you know, I do this like 2 days before the before this goes out. If it rains or something like that, if it becomes sloppy, I've given you guys the slop horses to watch on the bottom of the green sheet. I think that helps out big time for people out there that are like, what do we do now? It's raining. He didn't have. Now I do. I do. Jono's picked it, and it's on there. So you guys look for slop horses as well. And I threw in the McGregor fight there, too. I threw in fifth round. But, you know, I did something on that, too. I said McGregor fifth round TKO. So if he would have went down the fifth round, too, I told you, McGregor, he's going to go down TKO fifth round. So I kind of covered it on both bases there. Sneaky, huh? That's the way I work. Racing for Saturday night, and hopefully this little hot momentum carries on for this Tuesday. And the green sheet, well, like I said, Mike's not here, so you don't need his picks anyway. You don't need his picks because you got my picks. I've been hot, I tell you. And our pick for the first race here, and our first race for Tuesday matinee racing. And I tell you what, folks, check this out. There was a Cardinal game that night, the Saturday night. There was a big race at Madison, IndyCar racing. They had about 40,000 people to that one. And the big house parties we had for the McGregor-Mayweather fight. And guess what? We still had a respectable crowd at Fairmont Park. God bless. That's beautiful. That was so beautiful seeing a lot of people there. It's unbelievable, you know. Racing's still alive in the southern little Illinois town of Collinsville. Race number one, we got a maiden claiming 4,000. And what do we have here? I went with the three-horse. The three-horse Duchess Lala Santiago Durham 7-5 here, my friends. I think it gets the job done. I like this horse. Let's check it out here. And that's the three horse. Last time out, boy, it lost a tough one. It lost a tough one, and I think it bounces back here and takes this one, brings this one home. And I got Duchess Lala here winning the three horse, followed by the six horse. The six horse being Templesis, and this is by Arietta. And this is a Wainwright horse. It's going off at 5-1. You know what? I think the drop in class here, and John, I know John Wainwright. I know that he gets his horses where they belong. I mean, this guy knows how to put them where they belong. And this horse here, definitely at this maiden claiming 4,000, big drop here. I think it's going to be a competitor, definitely. So we got a 3-6 and followed by the 2. The 2 being Marnate. And that's the favorite here. 9-5 horse, morning line, Uriel Lopez. I don't know how the hell this one's the 9-5 favorite, to be honest with you. I don't see this one being the 9-5 favorite. Last race, maiden 4,000, same race here, and finished fourth. Duchess Lala beat this horse. And Duchess Lala, well, that's a legitimate 7-5 horse. But I don't see this horse being a 9-5. I see this Wainwright horse, Arietta, and Arietta's been really riding hot here. I like the 6 horse here, my friends. I think the 2 is overpriced here. 9-5, that's way too pricey for me. I think this belongs more like a 4-1, 9-2 type of horse. But that's what we got. We got a 3-6-2. Moving on to race number 2. Race number 2, we have a 6 furlong claiming 4,000. And I went with one of the favorites here on top, and that is the 2 horse, Ruby Lee Song. And this is the Essen Price horse, and Diego's on the horse. You know what? Diego takes over Bilby's mounts here and on this one, and boom, lost by a neck. Lost by a neck last time out. And Eddie rewards Javier. Get the job done here, my friend. And that's what we have here. We got Ruby Lee's song. on top here at 5-2. 5-2. Followed by the other favorite here, Royals Return, and that is the sixth horse. The sixth horse, and that is a Scotty Becker horse. And anytime there's a Scotty Becker horse, you guys all stand by the window thinking you're going to collect, and most of the time you do. Most of the time you do. And Scotty knows where to put his horses, too. The combination between Scotty Becker and Santiago, it's unreal. These two get the job done all the time. I see this being a 2-6-6-2. This is one of those type of bets I told you about in the first part of the segment here. The exactas are paying good, so why not jump all over it? And don't just cover one basis. Cover both. Cover both of it on the exacta, all right? So we got Royals Return here, and that's going off at 2-1. I think this horse digs in here. It's going to be a good one to watch. Followed by the three horse, and that is the Runaway Gal, and that's Arietta and Lynch. And this is a pricey horse, 8-1, closes well. And it's looking basically, I like this horse for the fact that I think Arietta, he knows he's not going to have this horse out front, right? So why not just sit back a little bit and watch the speed wear down here, because there's a lot of speed in this race. They could wear each other out. That's where this three-horse pops into the scene, and he's a stalker, Runaway Gal, can mow some horses down here. We're looking at an 8-1. It can move up. It can move up here. All right? Then we move on to another maiden-claiming race here, maiden-claiming 4,000. Everyone's looking for a diploma today, and this is a one-mile race. One-mile race, and let's see who we got. We got Scotty Becker. We got Scotty Becker on the five horse Silent Congrats, and Santiago has the mount, and this one's my play of the day. You know what? You can't ignore it. All right, you can't ignore this one. 1-1. Why not? Why not? It definitely deserves the love here. Let's check him out here. Let's check him out as soon as I find the pay. All right, there we go. There we go. Well, you know what? It drops down again. Like I said about Wainwright, here's another one that's Scotty Becker at 36% on the win clip right now. And this guy knows where to put the horses in. If they need to move them, they move them. And this one's a candidate here. It's 4,000 claiming. The horse has been running maiden special weight. And now they're saying, you know what? We need you to come through here. So that's what we have on this one. We got a 1-1 horse. And the last time it ran was a maiden special weight at 8,000. It took second. So you know what? Now he's facing less. He should be 1-1. He'll probably go off at 3-5, to be honest with you. Followed by the three horse here, and that's a stablemate of Silent Congrats, and that's Street Smarty, and that's Diego and Becker, and going off at 7-2. He's been the crowd favorite, but I don't think he'll be the crowd favorite this time around. I definitely think all the money's going to be on the five, but again, here's a nice play here. Here's a nice play. I think the barn wants a 1-2, 1-2, and you know what? If they want a 1-2, I want a 1-2 as well. So let's find this on the exacta. Let's play it 3-5, 5-3. But I really see this one being a more 5-3. So if you're going to make like a exacta box on this one, maybe load up a little bit more on the 5-3 than a 3-5. All right? That's all I'm saying on that. And third place horse is Serena's Halo, and that's the 2 horse, and that's Molina. Molina and Burgess. Yeah, I hope I said that right. I hope I spelt that right. and that's a 2 horse here. And why not? Someone's got to pick up the pieces. And this horse has been running competitive, maiden special weight. It fits right into this race. It's kind of like that Silent Congrats type of horse. It's dropping in tag. I don't know. I think I would have just waited off on this one. Wait to see what Silent Congrats does, get that horse out of my way here, and then next time around, I definitely put this horse in, and this horse goes off at, 3-5, 4-5. So that's what I have on this one, 5-3-2, my friends. Moving on to the fourth race, we got a 6 furlong claiming 4,000. Wow, yeah, great horses, huh? This one here, we got the five horse on top. Five horse, and that is Wildcat Light. Well, guess who it is? Scotty Becker again. Scotty Becker with Victor Santiago, 8-5. Hey, you know what? Yeah, if you guys are getting tired of me saying this, so what? I mean, what am I supposed to give you guys a horse that's going to lose? I think this horse is going to win. So I got to do it. I got to do it. I've been against Becker horses before, but I just don't think he's going to lose here. I got him in this spot. I got the five horse on top here, Wildcat Light. And, again, I just think that it's bringing too much class here, man. Too much class. They're looking to drop this horse and probably get conditioned, probably have it luggaged up and ready to packed up, ready to out of the barn. But I don't care. This horse definitely has all the capabilities here of a win, and it's going off at 8-1, followed by the six horse. I like the six horse. And another thing, Chris, my buddy, owns the six horse. He claimed the six horse, and I wish him nothing but the best. Personally, I like to see Green Means go win for my buddy Chris here. So that's what we have on this one, Green Means Go. And he hasn't run bad. He likes to get out front. But, again, that's Wildcat Light. I mean, I just don't think he's going to look back. He's just he's too much right here. So we got a 5-6 so far, and that's Uriel Lopez on this one, followed by the one horse. The one horse, my pal Al. My pal Al is 7-2, and my pal Al likes to come from behind a little bit. Did the last time out. Hasn't done it all the time, but I think Victor will get this, Victor Balon on this one. He'll have it up there and pick up the rest of the pieces here. This last time out, it ran exactly like Scotty Becker. He brought the horse down to claiming 4,000, and he won by, what, 2.5? I think it is 2.5, or is that 2.5 or 3? I don't know. I can't see anymore. I think it's 2.5. Any case, he's right back in it again, and I just think that my pal will get third. That's what we have. 5-6-1. Race number five. We've got a Maiden Special Weight, and this is going, I guess, is this five or six? It looks like a five. Well, if it's not a five, just message me, tell me. Yes, it's 5 furlongs. This is a 5 furlong race, Maiden Special Weight, and this is 9,000. And let's see what we got. I even put claiming on there. Unbelievable. I'm going to see if I could call the print shop and change this around, because I know I'm going to have some people shouting at me on this one. Anyway, this is what we have. We have the six horse on top here, Running Vicky, and this is Lopez, and this is Chris Doris, I think. Let's check it out, make sure. Yes, this is Chris Doris, the son of Tom Doris, on top here at 5-2. That's what I have. And then I play the long ball here. I play the long ball. This is my long ball play of the day. All right. And this is the three horse. And let's go to Papa Doris here. And this is Bit Money. And this is Balon and Tom Doris. You know what? Look, if we look at this, look what Tom does here. First timers. Let's check it out. All right. The three horse. First-timers with Tom Doris at Maiden Special Weight, 25% winners. And Maiden Special Weight, just in general, winners, 21%. I like Tom in this spot, all right? Who's to say he's 8-1? They made him 8-1. The horse hasn't run one time. None of these horses have. I'm buying into Tom Doris here at 8-1. I see a Doris little feud here. I think it's going to be a 3-6 or 6-3. I don't mean a feud. You know what I mean. I think it's going to be a showdown between the Dorises. And the 7 horse, Celebs Higher. Santiago and Becker again. How about that? 5-1. You see, folks, I don't always pick Becker and Santiago. I know. There's a couple of you out there right now listening going,
Oh, what, you didn't pick him?
No, I didn't, because I'm telling you, I don't see this horse beating these two, all right? That's what I'm telling you. I'm not just picking by name, but the horse is going off at 5-1. This is a 7 horse, and I don't know. I the works haven't been anything spectacular. I mean, it's going by the name here. The tradition, the fine heritage of Becker and Santiago, and that's why it's 5-1. Other than that, it's just the average horse on paper here. I'm not buying into it. I got a 6-3-7 is what I have on this race. Then we move on to race number 6. Race number 6, we got a 1-mile 70. And we got the 7 horse on top here. But this is my problem with the 7. The problem with the 7 here is the 7's carrying a lot of weight. And this is going 1 mile 70 here. So the 7 horse is, I like the 7. I like the 7 a lot. I just don't like the weight on 124 on this horse. And then the second place horse is the 6, and the 6 is carrying 118. So what we got there? That's 6 pounds. That's 6 pounds less right there. And all these horses are carrying, I mean, the 5, Tidius, but Tidius, whatever, Mike. I don't want to hear you ripping on me on that name. But I don't have the 5 in contention on this one anyway. I got it picked 4th. But you're seeing a lot of horses here that are a lot under. I mean, this D-Zip is 114, Diego horse. But I definitely see a 7 on top if it could overcome a 6-pound differential on the 6 horse. Man of quality, and that's Baylon and the Leroy Hellman on that one. And that's going off at 3-1. So I kind of like that one. If anyone's to beat the 7, it's going to be the 6. And followed by the 3 horse, Mr. Leadbox, and that's Molina. Throw that last race out. This horse definitely, throw the last 3 out, actually. They're all 2 on synthetic, and, no, 1 synthetic, 1 sloppy, and the other one's on turf. So when you get past all that, the horse runs allowance optionals normally. I think if people just look at the last race and last couple races, you're going to see a lopsided numbers, crooked numbers going the other way. But look at what he's running, though. That's the importance here. So I got a 7-6-3 in my 6th race. And in my seventh race here, I have a 6-furlong allowance optional, 9,000. This is the best race. This is the best race of the day here. And, again, for all you folks out there that think I'm riding the gravy train of Becker, I'm not, because I think Ms. Clipper, M-I-Z Clipper, the horse that I like so much, gets beat by Honey's Tail. Honey's Tail, to me, is a real solid-looking horse. I mean, allowance an optional claimer. Last time out, opened up and won by 7 lengths here, folks. This is not a horse that's a joke here. He can tough it out, and I think the 6 horse is going to be for real. I think the 1 horse, though, Ms. Clipper, he's not just going to, she's just not going to fold, and she's just not going to throw with a towel in either. It's going to be a nice pay-per-view matchup here. I like a 1-6-6-1. Very solid play here. I love the exacta. You got the 4 horse fighting market. I think that'll get what's ever left. I know. The Becker's got another horse in here, the 2. I'll give that to the back end of the super, because this amazing Peyton horse, the 2 horse, is not going to be running what it likes to run. I think it's going to be out of its elements, because this horse likes to go to the front. Why then put Ms. Clipper up there, the M-I-Z horse up there, and this horse? Becker's not going to have these two fight each other out. So one of them's got to stay back, and it sure ain't going to be Ms. Clipper, because this Honey's Tail is going to the front, and I think Honey's Tail is going to be the one to catch. So that's what I have. I have a 6-1-4. So my best play of the day is Silent Congrats, and that's the five horse in the third race. I really think that that's the, you know what, it'll go off at 3-5, but big deal. You're cashing a ticket. You're buying another hot dog with that. Yeah, enjoy. It's a day out. The exacta box play of the day is the seventh race. Like I said, this 1661 looks like a beast of a number to bring down. These two are just going to be totally into it. And you know what? Like I said, when the show first started, the exacta boxes here or the exacta payoffs here are really, really good compared to the country. So we're looking at maybe $8-9 on return on this. So we got a 1-6 here, 6-1. And my long shot play of the day is the fifth race, and that is the three-horse Bit Money, 8-1, and that's that Tom Doris horse. Never been out, but Jesus, Tom Doris's record, 21, I think it was 21 percent, well, vice versa, I don't care, 21% on the first-timers, 25% on winning in maiden special weights or vice versa. I don't know. I don't remember. But in any case, those are some big numbers. Those are some big numbers, and he's going to try to bring down his son on that one, Chris Doris, who's got one in there too. So it's going to be an exciting race. That's what we have here, my friends. I hope you enjoyed the show. And I had a feeling that he wasn't going to show up today. Mike wasn't. After that whole Dr. Lischte thing I pointed out, I put myself on the line here, folks. You guys heard it. You guys heard it, and I did it in exactly the way I called it, and I put it on the green sheet, and that's how it went down too. So in any case, you guys go out there, cash those winning tickets, stand by the window, and make things happen there. Just keep bringing in those tickets. That's all there is to it. Enjoy it. We'll catch up with you next time around. From Jono and Sick Mike and his buddy Dr. Lischke, we'll see you this Thursday.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmount Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, fairmountparkpodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. There's a perfect time when you're tempted. This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.